Hello there, this is Ken Study Dreaming Audio Article. How I overtook others and got A star from D after failing exams. I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student. Welcome aboard Ken Study Dreaming Productive and Zildjian Study Pathway and Train. Having experienced low scores in my primary school, I have overtaken dozens of students since 2019 and got A stars, the top 10 in our grade and top 1 in our class. In my free time, I end up doing some study tasks to remedy the missing parts, including my basic language reading and comprehension skills, as well as the English vocabulary. In the past few weeks, I found that my memory and thinking speed were waning, but at least I have overtaken a large number of students to get outstanding results. Right now, I have a sense of achievement, being featured by some schools and education institutions, entering the top class in the grade, and being praised by parents and teachers. Do you know my secrets to be successful after having low grades previously? Let's jump in. Before talking about my tips, I'm going to share my problems previously. So why and how I didn't study well in primary school? My scores in grade 1 were all 100%. But some scores were gradually descending as time goes on. Until I was in approximately grade 4, I failed language and PE exams in grade D at 50-59%. This means that I should have learned basic language comprehension skills. Let's say, while reading an article or a book, I couldn't even understand the meaning of the text. I then gradually became self-disciplined from grade 6. Although I was already self-disciplined, I still haven't made any improvements in grade 7. I knew that I can ask teachers if I couldn't understand the knowledge points, but I still cannot understand them even if I have already asked some teachers after class. As a result, right now, I cannot follow the teacher's teaching speed and even need several days to fully understand the knowledge points taught in one day, but I still can get A stars finally. In order to improve my scores, I have then been using some measures which will be described later. In the middle of grade 8, I got 130 out of 150 in the English exam and I was promoted to the English class A from B, being featured by iPay English. While I was participating in the National English Spelling Bee competition in 2019, I was inspired by the champion. I wonder why she could get such an outstanding prize. This accelerated me to study harder and get outstanding results. I have been inventing some study techniques to speed up this process. In grade 9, I got a full mark, 150 out of 150 in mathematics midterm exam, entering the top 10 in our grade and top 1 in our class. I also overtook another previous top classmate. Having difficulties overtaking others, I have invented some techniques to overtake others. Now, I will tell you my secrets to become successful. The first method is to find motivation to study. In grade 8, I discovered my first knowledge in real life, which is a physics knowledge point with a formula, S equals to VT. This motivated me to study more. Some knowledge points can be discovered in real life and explain the phenomena we usually see. Because knowledge can be applied in real life, I tend to share knowledge points I have discovered on social media from 2019. Until 2022, I finally realized that this is similar to teaching others. Even if I may make mistakes while sharing knowledge points, they can be corrected and this is also a studying process. For example, during a holiday in 2021, I incorrectly shared the formula S equals to UT plus 2AT squared. Which should be S equals to UT plus half AT squared. Then I discovered and corrected this error. The next one is to utilize my free time. Because I didn't have listening, reading and comprehension skills, I need and tend to use more time to study and remedy such essential skills. Let's say I remember English words using QuizNet and read blog articles on the transportations. That's why I get rid of games and don't communicate more with classmates who are indulged in games. Another problem is that I always forget about the tasks I need to do on a daily basis, so I ended up setting goals and taking action since 2020. Without plans and goals, you will be less likely to motivate yourself. For example, I need to read books, remember English words, speak and write English, and so on. You need to take action after setting up your goals, or it will not be useful. So, I have been using a daily goals checklist and I'm filling it every evening before sleeping time since 2020. In 2021, I have made my study planner web-based app with my programming skills to intuitively plan my study journey. With this app, I can easily make a monthly summary of my goals because my computer and servers will help me to handle all the work. It also reduces my procrastination problem by listing the projects I need to do later on and their deadlines. It is completely free and is now available for registration. If you are interested in, you can sign up and quickly boost your time management skills at planner.kenstudyjourney.com. Another thing I do is to form great study habits. For example, I need to be well prepared before studying, including taking off my materials and refilling my water bottle. So how can I achieve this? Well, from 2022, I have invented and I have been drawing and sticking great study habits and productive posters on the wall. In 2022, being inspired by the Study to Success channel and our school's apartment decoration competition, I have been decorating my bedroom to have a refreshing and productive atmosphere. These are my methodology to overtake others, but before the end of the article, I want to talk about my achievements as a result of them. Between 2019 and 2020, I have been featured by iPay English, Tongzhen Tongmei, and Phoenix City International School, PCIS. In the IGCSE International exam, I got 6 A star and 1 A. Then in the AS level exam, I got 4 A and higher than 90%, plus an A star in EPQ. Previously, my IELTS scores were at the bottom level, ranging from 5.0 to 6.0. After my endeavors for several years, including remembering English words and reading books in my free time, I have got overall band 7.0. I will keep working to satisfy university matriculation requirements. Based on my effort, I have overtaken dozens of students. Some students used to have higher scores than myself, however in recent years, I have overtaken most of them. Let's say, while I was endeavoring to get A stars or 90%, some students stuck on A as 80% or B as 70%. Here, I want to say that it's never too late to learn. Although I didn't have enough skills to comprehend language, I still got outstanding results after endeavoring for several years. So take action now, start overtaking others, never give up, and get more A stars. These are my tips for overtaking others after getting bottom scores. I hope you enjoy them, study harder, and overtake others too. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. See you at the next article. Bye!